right. Hey, welcome. Welcome back to the KX Takeover. I am Army DJ Randy. I haven't been live on the air since at least 6 months. And does it show much? Anyway, I'm glad to be back. How's it going, everybody? I host a show Friday nights. Greg's already laughing at me. Greg has better hair than me, everyone. Called The Drop. I go live Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. I play what I love. And what I love is everything from the Beatles to the Beach Boys to Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix. I'm just looking around this room. Oingo Boingo. I have a radio background going back to 1987. For a girl, I have a very unusual background, Greg. I waltzed into the rock of the 80s in 1987, terrified of everybody, stuck around there for 3 years. Then I worked at KLOS Pirate Radio in KRLA. And I just went and annoyed everyone and asked them a million questions. And that's how I started in radio. But it wasn't my dream to be on the air. I was going to write my dream book, The Oral History of the K-Rock Rock of the 80s. And I spent 3 years with a co-author. Jimmy saw me at a party yakking it up and said, "Hey, Randy, why don't you come in and fill in? You live by the station." And I said, "Okay." I was going to write a book. I'm three courses from librarian school. And I have a degree in American studies, and I have a degree in fashion design, and I was a stay-at-home mom, and I've done all these things. He said, "Come in," and I said, "Okay, I'll try it." And now you guys have heard me. I have a mouth on me, and I'm a little bit of a yakker. I found my voice, and I was on the show with Jimmy Alvarez, TNN Radio here for Sundays for about 5 years, got my own show, and I go live Fridays 9 to 11, like I said, and I play what I love. It's my honor to be here today with you all. Thank you for inviting me to come do a takeover. In a little bit, you're going to meet our general manager, and you're also going to meet our music director, and we're going to talk about the state of radio today and radio freedom and why we're so blessed and lucky here at KXFM to play what we love. This hour is all BTS by request from Alyssa and Erica, who asked me to do an all BTS hour in primetime. This is a first. It's a tremendous honor for me to be the first DJ outside of Asia, playing deep tracks, collaborations, and solos from Bangtan, from BTS. They're going to be here in America in 2 weeks. I think they're here now, actually, in LA. So welcome back. We're glad to have you, and we'll see you in concert soon. All right, hit it, Ed. Let's hear some BTS.
KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member-supported
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Hey, thanks for listening to KXFM Laguna Beach.
Yeah, but I want to go to Laguna, you know, Santa Monica. Yeah. And in and out.
You're listening to The Drop at KXFM 104.7 Laguna Beach.
여름이 오나 꽃이 짙고 열매
내가 있듯이 모든 것은 아파야만 해 세상을 안고 숨을 훅 들이마셔봐 내 폐 안에 가득 들어찬 따가운 공기가 모든 걸 말해 그래 수 없이도 마시고 싶었던 아파고 무뎌지던 오랜 시간들 바로 그 아래 everyday I pray 내가 좀 더 나은 어른이 될 수 있게 and everyday I stay 사람도 아픔도 언젠가는 죽기에 무뎌지려면 바람을 맞아야 하잖아 꿈속에서는 영원할 수가 없잖아 힘내라 부여말 대신 다 그렇단 거짓말 대신 그저 이 모든 바람 바람처럼 기대해
The Drop at KXFM 104.7 Laguna.
I like my handsome face.
Yeah, I'm worldwide handsome. Yeah, I'm worldwide handsome. Worldwide artist and worldwide handsome.
Yeah,
I make new nickname. Worldwide cutie guy. Yeah, I'm worldwide handsome. Hello. Yeah, I have six pack.
Yeah,
you know. My skin is clean. Yeah, you want to touch? Look mirror and watch my face.
Yeah,
my face handsome. Wanna talk my handsome? My smile handsome.
Hey,
wanna talk my handsome?
Yeah,
my face handsome. Wanna talk my handsome?
Yeah,
my smile handsome.
Yeah,
wanna talk my handsome? Jin, I'm worldwide handsome. Jin, I'm worldwide handsome. Jin, I'm worldwide handsome. Jin, I'm worldwide handsome.
Wow, handsome.
I'm worldwide handsome.
Yeah.
listening to The Drop at KXFM 104.7 Laguna Beach.
Let's go. I wanna leave right. 10살 꼬맹이가 꿈꿔왔었던 멋진 영웅 만화 주제가를 불러왔었던 그때로 돌아가고 파는 감고 소리쳐. 하지만 변한 건 없지. 현실은 그대로.
누가 나를 막아도 나의 갈 길을 간다고. 인생 한 방이라고. Killer, but 가끔 난 답답했던 그대로 돌아가 하얀 백지가 탔던 내 자신과 때문에 그 만남이 또 다른 나를 깨웠네 자포나게 무대 올라 모두 다 놀라게 좀 like 좀
그대로 돌아가 수영가 방구석 자리에 박혀있던 트램펄린을 꺼내 드넓은 공터를 뛰노라 처음 한 번에 매고 화내 모두가 질투했던 너와 순수했던 꿈들로 날 수놓아 어른이 되고 싶던 내 어린 날은 내일이 기쁨으로 가득 찼어 So can I be the one just can I be the one that I stop
Yeah. Keep it, この先から眺める夜空を
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
That song is gorgeous. Okay, I have some guests in the studio with me that have been listening now. I want you all to meet Ed.
Hello.
Who hosts our morning show.
Hello.
He's Woo! Here. Woo! He gets up early, which is something that I do not do. And he smiles in the morning, which is something that I do not do. I am a night person, so I admire Ed very much. Ed has been here for how many years?
I've been here four, going on four now.
Yeah, I'm going to start interviewing here. Right now. Ed is awesome. Ed has a background that we found out about recently that we're not going to discuss. But if you look him up on YouTube, you may or may not see him in an infomercial. Maybe or maybe not. Now, my other guest in the studio that I won't embarrass is Alyssa because she's my boss. So she runs this joint.
Oh, we'll embarrass Ed to death, yeah, but don't embarrass
him. Yeah, Ed can take it. Ed can take it. Alyssa has been here for how long?
Going about 3 years this week.
How many years does it feel like?
It feels like forever.
Yeah. And Alyssa is our fair leader. Now, Alyssa is here because I want to talk to her about the state of FM today. She has an FM radio background like I do, but she worked in corporate radio recently, a lot more recently than I did. On the East Coast?
Yep, East Coast.
So what's the state of the union, sis?
Oh, yeah, not fun. I mean, come on. I'm watching a lot of friends get fired. I'm watching stations crumble. It's kind of crazy. And the restrictions and people are voice tracking everywhere and on multiple stations. So one person doing everybody else's job. And it's kind of sad. And the fact that you can't take requests, you can't play what you want, you can't do what radio is all about. Yeah. It's just,
there's no artistic creativity.
There's nothing.
It's done.
Yeah. Which I was telling Greg in the last hour that I saw my friends, my army that I've been a member of for years and tweeting about and going to these concerts. And that's where we all talk about BTS. And I saw my friends on Twitter, day and night, requesting songs to DJs that don't get song picks. Do DJs get song picks in 2021 anywhere in the USA?
Here.
Here.
KXFM. KXFM. Let's be real. We do. We take song requests. That's our whole thing.
I do every week. That's my joy.
We don't just take them. We play them.
We play them, too.
Now, you guys, last Friday, I had some ridiculous song requests. Well, let me just tell you what happened on my show a few weeks ago, just so that people can know what I do. It's ridiculous. Okay, so for Halloween, we did all BTS and Boingo, and that show was like 3.5 hours long because they had so many brilliant songs I couldn't pick. I've been a fan of Boingo since the 80s, too. Then the next week after that, we did all BTS and Beatles, and that was beautiful. But then last week, I got some really terrible, strange requests. You guys know who you are. Thanks for the Bryan Adams, and they wanted the song from Robin Hood. I'm like, you guys are killing me. So what I do is I find the dance remix. Or I find a mashup. So if I don't like the song, I'll find a version of the song that I do like, or I won't play it. And that's how my show goes. Right.
Hey, and that's how it should be.
But Alyssa is here because I want everyone to recognize Alyssa because she gives us freedom to pick what we want. And that is so rare. How rare is that today, Alyssa?
I mean, we're the only place.
We're literally the only place.
There's only one.
This is it.
Yeah. Not only in Laguna, not only in Southern California, or the West Coast, but
anywhere
in the U.S., you guys.
Anywhere, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why every week when I go on Twitter and I say how grateful I am to have radio freedom, and it's true joy to watch these requests, to see the reaction on Twitter. I've been showing you guys the tweets, right? Everyone likes Alyssa and Ed's dance moves.
Lack of dance moves. Let's start there.
They're being really generous.
Yes, very generous.
So now Alyssa and Ed have just heard some BTS songs. Now, Alyssa made a very astute observation that I want her to share with you right now about hearing a few of different songs. So we heard Airplane Part 2. Ed, what did we hear before that, honey?
Right before Airplane Part 2, we heard Lie.
Lie by Park Jimin. The vocals, you guys remember that one?
Yes, yes.
And then before that?
Before that was Jump.
Jump.
Yeah.
I said, Alyssa, Jump is the song that got me into BTS. My daughter was a fan. I listened to this mixtape on YouTube over and over again when I would walk in Alyssa Viejo. And that was the first song that made me go, whoa, okay, this song is for me.
Well, it's got an early 2000s, pop vibe that's just fun that you can't help but like.
So like Jump. What did you think about Lie?
That was the middle song, right?
Yeah.
The ballad one. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because there are so many members. I know a little bit about the group. So there's so many members. So to hear
each one
and have a different vibe from each one, and they can span all different genres, makes it unique.
Then you just heard Airplane Part 2, which was BTS. And Ed noticed it was a Japanese version. So they were singing in English, Japanese, and in Spanish. right?
Which is amazing.
And they're from South Korea, and we're playing them in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
So all of that is a good dream, and that's why live tweeting, you know, with this army is a good dream, because I can hit the translate button and communicate with the world.
Wow.
And say hi, and they say hi back. We have tweets and friends in Saudi Arabia, South America, Japan. I could go on and on, all literally around the world. Like, it's a miracle, truly. Nice. From Laguna Beach to you, you know. Well, let's hear some more BTS. Thank you, Alyssa, for the freedom.
Of course. Nice.
Army, please thank Alyssa.
That's what KXFM's all about.
If you guys want to... Let's hit it. We go live usually Friday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. ish or so. Someone just saw, I just saw someone on Twitter who was confused. They thought it was Friday because they were hearing this show, which is really awesome. We're doing a special takeover to raise funds for our community-supported radio station that lets me do whatever I want on Friday nights, basically, and I do. I play BTS along with the greats. I love everything from the Beatles to Beethoven to the Beach Boys Who else starts with a B? Bauhaus. Ed, help me out here. Boingo. I love
Boingo.
Everything.
I can't believe you forgot Boingo there.
Everything but the kitchen sink mixes in beautifully with BTS. I have proven that every week, time and time again. We have a very big Twitter following, and we're so grateful to all of you. I see your messages here. Thank you for listening to BTS in prime time on KX for the very first time. It's a miracle.
Yes.
Thank you, Ed, for being here.
It's my pleasure. I'm delighted to be here and finally be in the same room with you while you're doing this. That's
Ed
very cool.
Ed is learning all about BTS.
Everything about it. And you're giving me the full instructional. So I love that. Thank you. Everything
I'm giving him about 6 months worth of learning curve here in about 6 minutes. But he's a really good sport and he's digging it, right?
I am. I'm digging it. You saw me grooving.
Thing. I'm just going to talk about my show for a minute. The thing that I love about my show, this is very funny now. I started out playing what I love in BTS. Now, the BTS army is requesting songs other than BTS, which is crazy, right? So they're digging my goofy old music mashed up and mixed up in every which way. Then the locals, which is what we call in the army, people who are not in the BTS army, are locals. So you're a local. Mm-hmm. The people that drive by here, there's cars going by here right now. This is a real live radio station, you guys. I know a lot of you don't believe it. We're not in a box somewhere. We are sitting at the beach here in Laguna Beach on PCH, and cars are going by right now. And we are introducing the locals to the greatest band in South Korea, BTS.
There
you're
going
to be here, Ed. Ed, I highly recommend that you go see these boys in concert. And I recommend ARMY, if you like what you hear, if you like my show, send $7 to KX right now. In behalf of The Drop, on behalf of BTS, lucky number 7, that's all we ask, right, Ed?
Right. That's reasonable, right? It's easy to do, too.
Yeah. If you want to send 70, that's even better. So go to the website, kxfmradio.org, click the banner at the top, and find The Drop in the drop box to donate, okay? Our goal is 60 grand, and it looks like we need some new cables. I think my BTS army broke the station a couple times, Ed. Sorry. That might be our fault, you guys, so we might have to pay for that. That's what the army does. We're an army for a reason. So here's more BTS, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to my takeover.
You are listening to The Drop at KXFM 104.7 Laguna Beach.
Racky.
You are listening to The Drop at KXFM 104.7 Laguna Beach.
I'm finding how to love myself. You know, I didn't know anything about love myself, but you guys taught me through your eyes, through your love, through your tweets, through your letters, through everything. You guys taught me and inspired me how to love myself. And loving myself is my whole life goal until my death. And you know, what is loving myself? What is loving yourself? I don't know. Who can define their own method and the way of loving myself? It's our mission. It's our mission to find, to define our way to love ourselves. So it's never intended, but it feels like I'm using you guys to love myself. So I want to say one thing. Please use me. Please use BTS to love yourself.
되고파 너의 오빠 너의 사랑이 나 너무 고파 되고파 너의 오빠 널 갖고 말 거야 두고
아까는 내가 유일한 모습은 너의
아름다움
내가 어떻게 변하면 되겠니 홀라 미딱 어차 그런 건 낫자 다시 나쁘면 일이고 말거나 네가 울라면 울어 웃으라면 웃어 쿨라면 쿨
I'm the last sir 난 the last sir 네가 뭔데 너만 the last sir 왜 나를 자꾸 놀려 너 이제 그만 hold up hold up
Drop at KXFM 104.7 Laguna Beach.
Let's get it! Let's get it! Get
it!
Coach and BTS
Smooth like butter Like a criminal undercover Don't pop like trouble Breaking into your heart like that
Cool shade stunner Yeah, all the way down to my mother Hot like summer Yeah, I'm making you sweat like that
Break it down
Ooh, when I look in the mirror I'm not too hard to do I got the superstar glow so
Ooh, do the boogie
A sidestep right
Smooth like the car I ride. Even your best party planner couldn't catch this vibe. Big boss and I make a hater stay on their job. And I be on these girls' necks like the back of their bobs. Houston's finest in the room with bounces. Make them all get ratchet in their suits and blouses. I remember writing flows in my room in college. Now I need global entry to the shows I'm rocking. Smooth like cocoa butter. My drip more than a puddle. They know that I'm the way. Take over every summer. They must be giving Stevie if they ever had to wonder. Cause every beat I get on get turned into Hubba Bubba.
Say step right left to my beat.
I'm the nice guy. Got the right body and the right mind. Rolling up the party, got the right vibe.
Smooth like butter.
Haters.
Lovers.
Fresh boy, pull up and we lay low. All the plans get moving when the bass roll. Got an army right behind us when we say so. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Santa Pedro Fuki. Que me parece, si ya yo lo vi, donde yo nací, no pensaba que la mujer iba a sobresalir.
What you gonna do, what you gonna do,
hey.
What you gonna do, what you gonna do,
hey.
Hey. Hey. Look back at it like camera action. Definitivamente la mejor de la escena. What on the screen, we got the people reaction. La gente que critica siempre manda un menor.
Talking about that was OT7 version. That means all the guys in BTS were singing and rapping on that very okay. special live version.
All seven of them.
Of Chicken Noodle Soup.
Woo!
I love that.
By J-Hope from BTS and Becky G from Latin America. And speaking of someone from Latin America, we have someone from Latin America here. Our beautiful, wonderful music director. I would like everyone to meet Erica.
Woo! Oh, thank you, Randy.
Erica, thank you for joining me at the KX Takeover today.
Thanks for having me.
I brought you in to talk BTS. Now, yes. Here's the thing. You also give me freedom to play BTS, so I'd like to publicly thank you.
Oh, of course.
Now, tell me how you learned about BTS.
So I learned about BTS from my college roommate, who's one of my dear friends. She loves them. She saw them perform at the Rose Bowl. Gosh, I think
there.
In like 2018 you were there.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. And she would play it in our apartment. And she wrote this really beautiful message about what BTS means to her. And I want to share it.
Tell us her name.
Her name's Jumana.
Beautiful.
Jumana from Santa Barbara. And she wrote, I basically just love their message of self-love and all the struggles they went through to become successful and how honest they are about their journey. And their music just tears me up. I never want to dance, but I actually feel like dancing when I listen to them. And I think that probably speaks for a lot of fans as well.
They're really refreshing. Their fan base is very honest. And if they don't like something, you know, we're going to hear about it. And that's okay, too. BTS is very honest about their lives, their pressures.
Right.
That life, those guys are living in a fishbowl, you know, and they make it work and they write beautiful music and they're able to perform. So tell us. I asked you who your friend's bias was. Did she answer
yes,
you?
Yes, she answered. Let me pull it up.
If you don't know what a bias means, I'm just going to teach everyone.
Teach us.
That's your favorite member. Ed, do you have a favorite member yet?
I don't yet.
Not yet. Okay. Erica?
Not yet. But Jumana says, I stand RM.
She stands RM. That's my guy as well. This guy's a genius and he's gorgeous. So she has excellent taste. He's the leader of BTS. Yes. Yeah, that's wonderful. So what did you think about that last song you just heard, Chicken Noodle Soup?
I think Chicken Noodle Soup has such a great beat to it. And what I love about it is that you have two artists from completely different backgrounds. One artist is Mexican-American from Los Angeles. The others are from South Korea. And they come together and make a great track. And I think that just speaks to how powerful music is, how you can be from completely different backgrounds but come together and write a song that gets people excited and passionate, and it's great.
That's like what Alyssa mentioned earlier about how she noticed that it's one group but they can do so many different kinds of sounds.
Yes.
So many international different kinds of sounds in different languages. So I'm glad to hear you recognize that as well.
Absolutely.
So what do you think about the show, and what do you think about the reaction that I've gotten testing out playing BTS on the radio?
I love it.
Yeah, we've gotten some feedback, right?
At
the station, we broke the station. We talked about that earlier.
You did.
We broke the station on RM's birthday. You can tell your friend.
Yes.
And we also broke it on JK's birthday. And whose birthday is next? I think Seokjin.
You all will break it every birthday,
yeah,
I think.
we'll do a birthday show for everyone. It's just my honor and pleasure, honestly.
Yeah, it's been so great to see your show grow, and I get excited on Friday nights just to feel the great energy coming on Twitter and seeing, again, people from all over the world bonding over this music. And I'm so grateful that KXFM is a place where we can play any type of music, any type of style, and I'm so grateful you're doing a takeover show.
I'm so grateful to be here. This is just a love fest, honestly.
Yes.
I want to say that I was on that punk show, on the big music show here at TNN Radio for a long time. Right. We won 3 Alternative Podcast Awards of the Year show. Woo-hoo. I mean, woo-woo! I had the great pleasure to interview a lot of my high school heroes and a lot of my heroes on that show. And this is crazy. So on a punk show, Miss Margaret Cho called in to promote an event she was getting honored as a rock and roll pioneer at the NAMM show, the big music show that comes to town once a year for musicians and instruments and whatnot. And we started to talk BTS. I found out on this other show, I thought I was going to faint when I heard that her favorite was Jimin and Tae. And I was like, what, your ARMY? And she was so proud of BTS. And then another group from East L.A., friends of the show, the Rundown Creeps, they would come in here and ask me about BTS. And then we would joke about how they wanted to do a dance-off. Yeah, they wish. But they're friends of the show, too. And, so people from all walks of life, all kinds of entertainers. I know that John Cena is a big supporter of BTS.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that so cool?
That is.
I played his rap. Like, do you know his rap?
I don't.
Yeah. You'll hear it Friday.
I'll have to hear it sometime.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He raps. It's not pretty, but we play that on the show, too. It's my joy, honestly. The requests from the ARMY are really what put the show on the map, too, because they're so happy to hear it, as excited as I am.
Yes. Well, thank you for bringing BTS to KXFM and for providing a platform to share their music. And just
someone
so happy
had to be
support
first. Somebody had to do it. It was making me nuts. Nobody was doing it. So I did something about it. With the thanks of you, thanks to Alyssa and to Jimmy Alvarez at TNN Radio for letting me play him.
Jimmy.
He let me do a BTS. You guys, I did a BTS report. I made him play Idol and Baseline. You guys know what I'm talking about, you BTS Army. I made my toes play them. I was like, you have to play this. Then he let me do a news report every week where I would talk about things, and it got ridiculous. And then they got their own Barbie dolls, and then they didn't need me anymore, I decided. But it's just my joy and honor to play BTS every Friday and to interact with the Army. It's the best thing I do, truly.
Love truly. To hear it.
Yeah, yeah, it's all good news. So thank you, everyone, for supporting our takeover. And do we have any more BTS coming up, Mr. Ed?
Yeah, you do. All right, you do. But first...
Yeah, let me just tell you a little bit about KXFM. This is our takeover show. I'm on prime time. Usually I'm on late at night. This station has been serving the community for 9 years. I've been here for over five. It feels like 5 minutes. This place is my radio good dream. We have freedom here, which nobody gets. We've had live performances here. There's a wall of autographs behind me. Since the pandemic, we opened up again. And there's some beautiful names up there. Mr. Johnny Vatos. I'm just going to shout him out really quick. So thank you. Yeah, thank you, everyone. So if you want to donate, if you want to call and say hi, give us a call. 949-715-5936 or call the donation line at 949-715-4859. Let's hit it, Ed. Let's hear some more BTS, buddy.
Flower. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Your shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. King Kong, kick the drum, running on like a Rolling Stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong. Ha. This is dead heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Woo-hoo. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beat you trade like money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blan tire, we're tire, fire, hot fire, then you got your top fire. 거대한 떡대, 니 괴다가 대놓 역대로 격해진 우리만의 포케. 긴 말 필요 없이 랩으로 설명해. BTS follow the leader, 지금부터 go ahead.
Ra 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 ride.
Are you ready for the show?
아 들어와. Not red white, but one cycle. Nigga dice, I'm in my dice, dice. Cypher, nigga nice, man, in my nice. So, nigga pride, man, in my Chrysler. Then, man, I'm priceless. Need to be more than a rebel, need to be a shit. You're not a chump, so the mega rebel. You're one piece, man, he's film, don't even kill you. My body don't make it. He, ha, 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 bubblegum 뛰는 놈이 나는 놈 위에 타는 놈 그게 내 위보다 나쁜 놈난 걸레처럼 넓지만 애가 꼬는다니 고막을 찢어다 보내 봄봄봄 이건 내 새벽의 저주 악몽 폭행 연쇄 살인강 노노노노 친구 없는 가족 보호들 없어 벌써 지르니 미안 화장실 없어 내가 지금 명령의 마이크 고비로서 넌 그냥 천해 왜 나는 싫었어 나는 밀천해 네가 너무 싫었어 나는 바느질 좀 잘해 실천해 나 지금 우렁대 너 좀 위험해 넌 그냥 연해 말했잖아 싫었어 하늘로 올라가 올라가 찢어져 추석 난 널 믿었어 나의 목소리 나의 헤게모니 1부터 10까지 다 내가 키웠어 나 온 세상은 내 혀위에 올려다 놓으시 흔대서 놀아 I spit it low shit on the CD 아님 TV You can see me and feel me So PD GG boss I rap with a prospect Yeah I rap with a mindset I'm a suspect Suck up where you ride there Where you lie there I'm the king I'm the god So where my empire is at I perish on my Neverland I'm a Peter Pan So from never end You know when I ride on my G5 It's your first class And said it's fine I keep giggling Keep giggling Keep jiggling 참 붙잡을래 잠신 발상한 신념뿐인 신병 걸린 형들은 여러 마디면 해볼래 니가 내볼래 쩌쩌쩌쩌 입이 줄게 한번 해봐 벅벅 벌어 지들어 랩이나 좀 잘하고 떠들어 니는 랩을 타게 해 법으로 누구 때문에 제 형 때문에 누구 때문에 랩몬 때문에 다시 누구 때문에 주가 때문에 우리 셋이 모여서 새 시대를 외쳐 제 형 때문에 누구 때문에 랩몬 때문에 다시 누구 때문에 주가 때문에 이 비트 위에 담타자가 랩을 해 내 도메인 동맨 마이크로 여러 톤 내치 언행은 족쇄같아 내 재명은 여러 폭행시 낙심이 가득한 덕에 넌 태생부터 겁나 못해 이 비트 위에서 엄세 부리면 넌 그냥 좆대 힙합 꼰대 대목에 힘들어 간 것 좀 보세 니가 지하에서 너대 BTS 시상에서 너네 밤새 잠 퍼질러다 너에 비해 I'm workaholic, shopaholic 니 팬보다 많은 팬이 가서 비하며 all in time is calling, calling I'm calling 니 랩 들으면 더 쏠림 니 여친 더 홀리는 내 목소리 좀 꼴링 작업실 내 놀이 두고 파트 너는 팬종이 호비가 걸린 줄 아는 너인 속이 마이크를 내려놓기 내가 해라면 나는 다 내가 뜰 때면 지니까 힙합 진품 명품 새끼들아 거품 위에서 내려와 야 이 개그쟁이들 아 기구진 이 랩은 그냥 신세 타령 니가 기다려 올 시간 시다 오렴
니가 가라 하와이
집에 가렴 내가 어디까지 가나 봐라 서울 뿌리 싹 다 가라 어퍼 모두 한판 예상하지 못한 파란 노력 없이 한탄만 내대면 막상 고래 음악 한다 치고 놀 때 알바 하리나도 알아봐라 너의 척 부패는 다른 커리어는 하나만 하겠지만 꼭 살아남아 꾸준히 축소가 아마 니들 꼬리표는 아마 추억 같은 인생 너의 랩을 나눠봐라 아껴 쓰고 나는 쓴 플러를 받아 쓰고 또 그걸 다시 쓰는 너 헤이 비치 쪽팔린 줄 알아 너 24마디에 너는 잘 피고 알아 너 네 덩치에 비해 랩은 가는 퍼 네 부모처럼 널 볼 때마다 맘 아파 난 네 음악의 커리어 동맥의 마침표 Yeah!
Yeah! That was BTS Cypher Part 2. Oh man, what did you guys think of that in the studio?
had a good beat. I could definitely dance to it.
Yes, such a good energy.
How many words per second did you guys just hear?
That was a lot. That was
I don't bad. Know. You must have good breath techniques, breath support. It's amazing.
I just want to say that these guys are the best rappers in South Korea. That's my personal opinion. And you'll be hearing more of them Friday nights on The Drop, along with everything else I play. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into my takeover. This was so exciting to go live. You guys haven't heard my big yapper on the radio in a while live, so thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you, Ed, Alyssa, and Erica, and Greg, everyone, for supporting the show. This is community-supported radio. I'm a volunteer. I've been a volunteer here for a long time. A lot of other volunteers come in as well, so we're grateful. There's something for everyone on this station, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, and thank you, Randy, for coming in and supporting the radio station like you do.
This is my joy, honestly. This is my joy. This is my tribe. I have found my people. The BTS Army are good. They are good people. BTS's message is good. I'm very proud, very proud. So thank you, everyone. I'm so grateful. Have a great week, everyone.